Hello, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Tag, you're it. It's me, Dean. I was like, oh, man, I was on another call, and I'm like, okay, I'll call him when I'm done. Sorry about that. I'm like, now I miss his call. Sounds like you're driving. Are you hands-free? You're safe?
I am hands-free.
Okay,
yeah,
good. I just want to make sure, you know, you're going to laugh when I tell you this. One time I was talking to a business owner, this was some years back, and all of a sudden he's like, listen, let me call you back. I'm getting pulled over. I'm like, oh my gosh, you don't have Bluetooth? You know what I mean? Like an earpiece or something? I was like, oh, I felt terrible. Later on when I talked to him, I said, listen, you should have told me that. I would have called you later. He's like, no, it's not your fault. I'm like, I felt terrible. But, so, yes, we had a scheduled callback. Just wanted to follow up with you just to, you know, I know we talked yesterday about our platinum package at $249 a month. So, are you ready?
So, yeah, so just a few more questions that I've had.
Yeah, of course.
So,
yeah.
So, just to make sure, so the $249 is for the Google advertising.
Uh-huh.
Right? Managing a web page and social media.
Yes. So it's going to include
Instagram
I'm sorry?
Facebook or just one? That Instagram and Facebook or just one?
It's Facebook. So I'll go over with you what's included. So what we're going to do, we're going to get you verified through Google, create you the Google business profile. We're going to optimize that profile on the first page and maintain it there. We'll be doing like posting, content creation for the SEO, search engine optimization. What that means is using keywords and search terms, so making sure you're being found, right, when they're looking for your services, not to get too techie on you. Okay, because I'm not even that techie either. So I explain it like the way I would understand it too. Now, also, this is going to include content creation on Bing, which is another search engine, right, that they utilize. Okay? And then on top of that, now you don't have a Facebook business page, right? You've never created one?
Correct.
Okay. But you have Facebook. You use it yourself, correct? Like a personal page you go on? Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to, okay, perfect. So what we're going to do, Chris, is we're going to create you a business Facebook page. We're going to create one for you. How it's created is through your personal page. So this way you have ownership and access to it. We're just listed as managers. Now on the Facebook, what we're going to do, we're going to manage Facebook ads. So I encourage you, because we're not going to be doing posting on your Facebook, we're going to open the business Facebook page and run your Facebook ads. I encourage you, when you complete a job, post it. Post a picture of it. Say something about it. Keep your content fresh, even if you're only doing it once a month.
Okay?
Now, from there, we're going to create profiles for you on Yelp and Apple Maps, which is part of our directory submission. Now, you already have a Yelp profile. Obviously, we're not going to create you a new one. But what we will do is update your information. Like if we're updating something, we'll update it there too. Okay?
Okay.
And then I'm including the website for you that we're going to build, host, and maintain. And the website that we build, it is Google compliant and mobile friendly. So, you know, we want to add pictures of your work because we want to showcase it. We write a biography about your company. We'll make sure that that's also attached where we're promoting your business. Okay. And then we include what's called the mobile platform. That means if anyone's doing a search from their iPhone, they're doing a search from their Android or tablet, they can still pull you up on that first page of Google. So this package, what we call our platinum package, is pretty much covering all of your bases, okay? And this package is $249 a month. Remember I mentioned we waived the setup fee for you because you're such a new business, right? And you're not going to be charged per call, per job, or per click. It is a flat rate monthly. So the price, you're actually grandfathered into it. That means that whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, your price is still going to be $249 a month. For however long you're with us. Okay.
Okay.
Now also, this will include a customized tracking and reporting system. So Chris, we don't want you just taking our word for it that, hey, it's working. You're going to be able to track your results and see what keywords you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, how many phone calls you received. Now in that client, what we call the client dashboard, you're also able to go in there and not just track your results, but you're also able to see if you want to add keywords, you can do that. You can run promotions. You could change any of your content, but you're always going to have the assistance of an account management team. So there's a team here that's going to be dedicated to your account. So anytime that you have updates, changes, questions, or concerns, you're going to contact our customer service department. Okay, so that's how it all works. Okay. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but any changes or updates or concerns regarding your account, you would contact our team that's handling it. And we do it all in-house, so it's not like we outsource it anywhere. It's all within local Splash. Okay?
Okay.
And I know that that's a mouthful, but that's like everything in a nutshell, you know? And we'll ask you, Chris, you know, because I don't want to be misleading either, right? So just so you understand, like, this isn't all going to happen overnight. It doesn't mean tomorrow you're on the first page of Google and now Chris is getting, like, you know, 200 phone calls in a day, right? This is all still going to be a process because we're getting you verified and we're creating profiles and submitting them. So we do ask that you at least stick it out 2 months. Right? We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. You can cancel at any time. If you decide you need to cancel or you need to pause it, we're just going to ask you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge and we part as friends. And that's how it'll work.
Yeah, so does it provide me reporting on the website?
Yes.
As well,
yes.
As far as
it'll tell you, yeah. It'll tell you, like, hey, you came up in the search results X amount of times, right? It'll say this is how many times they clicked on your ad. Hey, you got a lead. A lead would be, like, there's this form that they could fill out on your website, right? Now, on that website, when they fill out a form, you know, sometimes people are searching from work and they don't have time to call you, right? But they're like, hey, let me send a message. If they fill out that form, they're adding their phone number, their name, what their question is. We consider that a hot lead. So you get that sent to you because we don't want you to miss anything. So you'll be able to track that as well. It'll show you,
okay,
like you have a lead. So, and we keep you in the loop too, Chris. So like we send you notifications. We help you, you know, generate reviews on your Google Business profile. So what we can do is create you this tiny little link that you can send either via text or email to your clients, and I would even encourage it with clients that you've already done work for, even if you did work for family, you know, ask them to leave you a review. I mean, don't tell them to say, hey, my nephew did blah, 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 but just say, hey, you know, Chris came out, did a great job, you know what I mean? Because reviews are the modern day word of mouth. Someone doesn't even know you by name, sees one review from someone who's used your services. I mean, you've opened a whole new door to their friends and family who are going to know who you are. And that's how it would all work. Okay.
Yeah, I get that. Angie was, when I set up with Angie, they're like, hey, do you have a friend or family that can do some reviews for you right up front so you can see more? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to put false reviews up there.
Yeah, no, I would never say false reviews. I'm saying if you legitimately did work for someone, then yes.
Yeah, exactly.
But not false reviews. Because you know what? To me, like, I would never tell anybody that. I mean, who's going to really know it was false, right? I mean, let's be real. But at the same time, like, me, myself, I'm about being honest. And that speaks of my character. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I couldn't do it. I know I wouldn't. Even when I had my catering business, I hesitated to ask people to leave reviews, right? Because I didn't want to bug them. But at the same time, someone had told me, Nadine, if you're not asking people to leave you reviews about your catering, you know, how do you expect people to hire you if, you know, they don't know you from Adam and Eve, Nadine? If they're reading a review from someone who has used your services, you're going to open up a whole new door. And I'll tell you, when I was catering, I'm not even joking, it was a side gig, Chris, people were like, hey, I read your reviews on Yelp. Like, people talking about your setup, your food was delicious, like you, like you're very friendly, you're, and I was, you know, I mean, back then when my husband and I had it, it was just, it was, and it was just a side hustle. I'm not even joking. But then, yeah, you know, he got cancer and it was just like, you know what? I had to focus on his health, you know, and get him back to being healthy again. So I let that business go years ago, but I mean, that's how it worked. But
yeah,
so I just
back to the website. So does it show me how many times my website's been visited and where they're maybe clicking at?
When it comes, it's going to be mainly from what I understand. And I know that there's a way that they can track it too, but mainly what it's going to be is the search results on Google, the Facebook ads that are being clicked on, right? Because basically that website is like having a menu at a restaurant. It makes people more inclined to selecting you because they're seeing work that you've done, right? They're reading more about your company. But that website is also going to help with your ranking on the first page. So everything is all encompassed with Google, right? Everything is all around the Google search results because primarily that is our goal, is to make sure that you're being found on that first page. But everything else also complements it. So the one thing, and I haven't really looked at the tracking to see if it does that with the website, but I know for a fact, like as I'm looking at this example here, it does say website visits. It says Google Insights. So basically it's going to show you how many times they visited your website. It'll show like actions that were taken, calls to the business. So it tracks all of that.
Okay. And then is there an app where I get all of that information from, or is it all?
There is. There is. So you have an option too, Chris. Like we can put a tracking number. So instead of us showing your physical phone number, we could put a tracking number that's actually linked to your phone. Now this will also come with an app that you download from the App Store where you could track your phone calls, your messages. You could block spam calls if a spam call came in. Now, your client dashboard, there's a link that we send you, and you can actually save it. I don't know if you have an iPhone or Android, but I've known a lot of clients have saved it, like, on their iPhone as a favorite, so on their home screen. So they just click on it, takes them straight to the link, and they just put their username and password in, and they pull up their search results. I mean, you can get into that 24/7.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So is this team your team, or are you just the initial setup? Or?
I'm the one who initially sets up the account, right? So my job is to go through the notes, kind of discuss with you what you're currently doing, what your goals are, select a package that's going to be the most suitable for you, and to be able to apply what credits I can to help you with pricing, right? So I'm what's considered the lead. After me, then what I do is I schedule a client interview with one of our technicians, and that's really, Chris, where the magic is going to happen, okay? Not so much with me, okay, although I'd like to believe it is. But in the client interview, you're going to talk to the technician about, like, your website. You're going to talk to them about the Facebook page, the Facebook ads, the areas that we're targeting. From there, the team's taking over, right? Our customer service department handles your account. So that's why I say, like, any changes, questions, or concerns, you would always contact our customer service department. I'm actually going to send that to you now, their contact information, only because let's say you have a change, right, and you're scrambling for the phone number. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to encourage you to please save that 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash, so that way you never lose our number. You always have it in your contacts. So I just sent you the text with that, so that way you have customer services number. But we pride ourselves in really being available to our clients. So customer service is really on top of it. When you call in, like if someone's not available at that moment to grab your call, they return your call right away. They're really good about that. We always say 24 hours to give them to return your call. But a majority of the time, I would say, I mean, they're calling you pretty quickly because we have to service our clients. As long as you're successful with our program, that's going to equal our success, right?
Yeah. Okay, so So the next step then would be to set up a meeting with the technician, you said?
Yeah, you and I would create the account. We're going to go over billing information. We're going to take down some notes and then schedule your client interview. The client interview, I'll tell you this, I like to schedule it, if not the same day, based on your availability, I like to schedule it no later than the following day. Only because the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're going to be moving as well.
Yeah, okay. Hey, do you mind asking, where are you based out of? Are you...
We're in Fountain Valley. Yeah, I'm in California. So we work remotely, but I live in Anaheim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, once COVID hit, a lot of companies went remote. But yeah, I'm in Anaheim. But our office is actually in Fountain Valley.
I worked for Verizon.
I love Verizon.
Shortly before COVID hit, we went remote, so we were already there when COVID hit. But
I'm going to tell you, Chris,
5 or 6 calls a day, trying to set me up, like, you know what you and I are talking
about. I'm not surprised. Yeah,
90% of them are people. I mean, 95% of them are people from India, and I just don't trust.
I said, we're a company that's remote. Yeah, and I get what you're saying. We're a company that's remote. Actually, the business owner, our office is in Fountain Valley. But, I mean, we've been around 19 years. You know what I mean? I would say this.
Yeah.
Remotely, I think just about all companies are remote now. But for me, it works because I don't know if I told you, my husband does dialysis and he had so many health problems and it was kind of tough, you know, going to work and then having him at home and you know what I mean? So now it's like I have the beauty of that, but like I have my office, I got my door shut and I'm like, these are my work hours. I'm not to be disturbed.
I know what I mean? I was working remote for like six plus years, so I don't
know. No way, Verizon's my carrier. I love Verizon. I've been wanting to get their internet, but I can't because their tower, where it's at, I have too many trees that are in between my house and that tower that there's not a good connection. And I'm, like, so bummed because I just would rather keep everything.
The home internet doesn't work off the same towers, so it's...
No. I know, and that's the bummer part.
Well, I would just say take a look at it because I would be using it, but it's not available where I live yet. So.
Yeah, it's not available, and that's what I told the guy at Verizon because we went to go check out, and he's like, listen, take it home for 30 days. It's like no money, right? If it doesn't work, then just bring it back. And my husband tried it. We tried it in so many different locations, and it's just like the signal was so bad, and I'm like, man. And I told the guy, when you guys get a tower that's closer or Anaheim starts knocking down trees, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's not going to work for me.
Yeah, the technology is different. So it's actually all line of sight. So it's typically like you'll see on light posts and stuff, they start adding stuff onto light posts. And
really?
Power lines. It's not, it has nothing to do. Well, it has a little bit to do with those the cell phone towers that you see, but... Yeah. Anyway,
but not really. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think that was all the questions that I had. Yeah, I think that was everything.
Okay.
I'm probably going to cut out on you here.
I got a little
dead spot that I'm coming up on.
It's okay. Did you need me to call you back in a bit once you get settled, or?
No, it's just a one little small dead spot where I don't disconnect, but we tend to.
It gets quiet. In the meantime, let me get the best email for you so I can start sending out these emails.
Okay, it's the handyhuntington@gmail.com.
Okay. So what I'm sending right now, there's going to be these two emails coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one's going to say Google and Facebook marketing with everything that's included in that, okay? Now, the second one is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So it just gives you the overview of the reporting system so that way you're, like, familiar with it, okay? So let me send that. I'm just going to answer this message really quick from my manager. And then on your phone, you're good with text messages, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So I'm going to send you, I sent you the text message to customer service. Did you get that one? Did it come through?
I got a text message, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And that would have been the one. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the 877 number. Just please make sure you save that in your contacts, okay, Chris? And then the account, I'm going to start creating. So I have your name is Chris. Do you spell it with a C, C-H-R-I-S? My God.